This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Senate Dems also have $3.5 trillion with a budget passable, they say, with 50 votes, because we know it's about the numbers. There's problems in Cuba, there's problems in South Africa, and there's problems in the U.S. with the Delta variant. What does it all mean? It's part of what we're going to talk about in this hour. And to be sure, we got a little bit of fun, too. This or that part of the equation coming up in our next hour. Big screen, little screen, some movie previews. Wow, when was the last time that left my lips? We have some actual movie previews, and you're going to actually hear about some upcoming movies. In fact, one of them in the theaters right now, one that I think is going to be an interesting one to watch. Plus, if you're watching the little screen, I don't know, maybe you're into the statuettes, you know, the Emmys or something like that. Anyway, all right, let's talk about South Africa for a second here, right from the get-go. 70 people killed in South Africa after these protests, after former leader Jacob Zuma is jailed. So soldiers and police really struggling to try to restore order, if you want to call it that, in parts of South Africa. We haven't heard stories like this in a while. Zuma turned himself in to serve a 15-month jail term for contempt of court. He refused to appear at an anti-corruption commission to face a bunch of allegations, including bribery and fraud, which he has repeatedly denied. So among those killed in the violence were 10 who died in a stampede in one area, Soweto, and they're saying that more than 1,200 others have been arrested in various provinces. So this is not good news. For a week, protesters and looters have set malls on fire, clashed with the cops who fired back with rubber bullets, and they're overwhelmed, so overwhelmed, the military has been brought in to try to back them up. So things are kind of out of control, you would say. And you can see it. You can see it in the little video clips or some of the photographs. I mean, soldiers patrolling the streets of Johannesburg and armored personnel carriers holding rifles with live ammunition, the military trying to gain some sense of order, so much for being a democratic state. And there is in Botswana an advisory for its citizens to avoid unnecessary travel to parts of South Africa. We've had people on recently from South Africa talking about various things that were going on in the past with that country, but nothing like what we're seeing now. The country's COVID-19 death toll has really been surging since June. Doctors describe a system that is beyond what they call a breaking point, with insufficient hospital beds and barely enough oxygen. Wow. So we go from what's happening in South Africa to what happens in our backyard, what's going on that affects both you and I. As I say, that's what this show is all about, after all. What's everybody talking about? And there still is lots of conversation about the Delta variant and what it's doing in the United States. Are we really going to get through this? Are we going to have more COVID hot spots? So this is what I look at, and I look at some of these states where they're starting to see the hospitalizations start to swell a lot more. And, you know, you wind the clock back to a year ago, and this is all we were talking about. The amount of people, like 45% of the people in Florida, are fully vaccinated, according to some new state data that's out there. The low vaccination rates, though, along with the coronavirus's Delta variant, that now the dominant strain in the U.S. and some of the relaxed guidelines that we all wanted from COVID-19 may have led to some of these increases, right? And, you know, with these surges, it's crazy to think, could we end up in a situation where with hospitalizations climbing in parts of the country, hospitals bracing for more devastation, hotspots in Florida, like I just mentioned, Missouri, another one where they just canceled a big event that was supposed to happen in Missouri because they were too afraid that it would spread like wildfire because they're seeing that that's what's happening with cases and that we could see a rise in the death total of people not making it out of the hospital once they walk in. And boy, I hope we don't see that again. I hope that this doesn't become every day giving you numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers, because we did that. We've been there. We've done that for 15 months. My name is Kate Delaney, by the way. Thanks so much for hanging with us wherever you hail from. I hope that you and yours are safe and feeling positive about the direction that we're all headed in. And so it still goes back to the push-pull over vaccinations. Americans who have been fully vaccinated and those that haven't been and those who don't want to be vaccinated because of some of what they've heard or what they've seen or people they know that have gotten sick or various other reasons why. But in Kansas, the University of Kansas Health System recorded several days with just two or three COVID-19 patients back in late May. Yay, hooray, that was good. Now they're treating about three dozen patients. 80% of the new patients unvaccinated, although others have been vaccinated. So they can't say that vaccination means you have a get-out-of-jail-free card. It might make things better, but it doesn't 100%, if we're being honest, make it go away. In Mississippi, 7% of the state's COVID-19 deaths were in vaccinated people. So it is worrisome. It is worrisome to consider. It's not the 100% blanket that we're all wrapped in, I think, that we think clears us, right? And if we look at other states and we look at the hesitations and we look at what originally the goal was, the one dose and the two dose and all of that. I mean, people are on the fence. There still are people on the fence about getting vaccinated or not. And if you're on the fence, it's the question of why are you on the fence? And then when you're hearing things that don't jive, they make you think, is this really what I want to do? And adding insult to injury of a different sort, this is not COVID related because, you know, the numbers that I give, if we look at vaccinations and how many people have been vaccinated versus those who haven't been, and we're still tracking to see what happens with the Delta variant. Like I just gave you a smattering of what we're seeing of one great big example of where we're seeing the surge. This again, this story coming up that I'm going to tell you about has nothing to do with COVID, the Delta variant, any of that. In fact, it just has to do with a very ugly mistake in a hospital. That's next.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back to school and off to college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college.
Ends. I think the biggest stories going are really in this country still what's happening with the Delta variant, what's going on with schools and vaccines. It seems like the smiles have increased. More people are out there celebrating, getting together, hugging. There are conventions that are back. There are meetings that are in public. There's some great things that are happening. We're seeing this in the sports world, too. But it's kind of like you got one foot in and one foot that's ready to go all the way in. But are we through the worst of it? So it's never good to hear about the coronavirus and spikes of any sort at all. And of course, watching as South Africa just rips itself in half with violence and it keeps on escalating. And then the Senate Democrats announcing plans for the $3.5 trillion budget package, which would expand Medicare. This is one of the president's priorities when he was running. He talked about this, a wide array of planned health, education, and social programs, which would be an incredible burst of federal spending if ultimately it's adopted. Democrats are trying to seize on that majority. I think it's pretty obvious because you got the numbers, you got the agenda. That's the way you're pushing. We know this. We knew this coming into it. But the Senate Dems on Tuesday reached an earlier agreement to pursue that reconciliation package that would, as I said, expand Medicare benefits, boost federal safety net programs, and also combat climate change, which would sidestep the Republican opposition, and that would be one of the top priorities of this president, of Biden, when he was running. This is one of the things that he talked about. Right now, politically, everything is obviously like a merry-go-round and very unsettled. It is numbers. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joined some of the other top lawmakers on the chamber's budget committee in announcing the agreement at a news conference very late on Tuesday evening. From his mouth, he said every major program Biden had endorsed in past economic packages would be funded in what he called, here's the big million-dollar word or trillion-dollar word, robust way, and said that the Senate measure would also feature a robust, again using that word, expansion of Medicare, adding more federal money for seniors to get dental, vision, and hearing coverage. We'll see. But the talk is, where's this coming from? Where's the, you know, where's the money coming from? And, of course, taxation, using tax increases on wealthy Americans and corporations. If you make more than $400,000 a year, then boom, the taxes would shoot up. We'll see where all of this goes. Right now, it's not in the voting process, but there's a big push to make this happen sooner rather than later. All right, hospital mistakes. I teased you with that, but it's not funny, and I can't imagine. This would be my nightmare as somebody who's not spent a lot of time in a hospital. An Ohio hospital has said, yeah, unfortunately, we made a mistake. A patient got a new kidney meant for somebody else. And this was at University Hospitals in Cleveland. Of course, they apologized. They said two employees had been placed on administrative leave. As a result, the kidney was given to the wrong patient that's compatible, and the person is expected to recover. The other patient's surgery has been delayed. The hospital's reviewing how could they have made this error, and how do they avoid making this mistake moving forward? Like I said, imagine this. You are desperately waiting for an organ. This is part of what transplant people freak out about. When this is their job and they want so desperately to save lives and they want people to sign up and be a donor, to have this happen is their worst case scenario. I mean, the worst. Hey, accidents happen. You're just not expecting it to happen at that level, and to have somebody who desperately needs a kidney not get it, and somebody who's not supposed to get a kidney get it. Thank goodness the person who got it was compatible, but it does them no good. And you can bet there's going to be some sort of lawsuits after this bungled case, that's for sure. An apology or not, it doesn't matter. They're going to get it. All right, odds and ends. Sometimes you have to throw up the ridiculous, right? Speaking of that, I'll get to that in a second. But this is crazy. Would you pay? I was just thinking this because I went to pick up my nephew something from Burger King, and of course it came with French fries, and you know, you just get them, right? The French fries come with it, and it's just what size do you want? But I can't imagine paying $200 for French fries. What could they possibly put in these French fries that would make me want to pay $200? New York City just set a Guinness World Record, a restaurant, for French fries as being the most expensive. It's the creme de la creme pommes frites $200 French fries. Most expensive French fries. So I guess foodies who have tons of coin don't care, and I guess they would get it. Somebody's got to get it, right? Somebody has had to have ordered this. Serendipity 3. It is an iconic Upper East Side restaurant. So if you go in and you do have a lot of money, then fine, order the French fries. If you don't, I suggest window shopping because you don't want to order the fries. Just to tell you what they're made from, because what could possibly cost that much? They're made from Chipperbeck potatoes. They're blanched, now here's the big part, and Dom Perignon champagne and J. LeBlanc French champagne, Ardennes vinegar, and I hope I'm saying that right, the fries are then cooked three times with pure goose fat, yikes, from cage-free geese raised in southern France. But it doesn't stop there. The fries are then seasoned with truffle salt, which is hand-harvested. Are you just laughing right now? Are you guys laughing in Missouri when I'm saying I'm doing this in Louisiana? Are you all thinking this is crazy? And then the fries are tossed in summer, because there's different truffle oil, summer truffle oil. Then they're topped with shaved tartufo made of milk from sheep that are grazed on the clay-rich hills of Sensei, and then black truffles forged from valleys and forests in Italy are also added. The fries are also topped with shaved black summer truffles from Umbria, Italy. Oh, my. Well, they have to just pronounce every single thing and every sheep and every part of this, where they ate, because I just told you that. And I guess the presentation is pretty spectacular. It comes on this plate and bowl that are sprinkled with 23-carat edible gold dust. I'm just saying. Do you think if we went and asked them, hey, you're in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most expensive restaurant, can we come to your restaurant and do this little old show called American Tonight? Can we broadcast from there? Will we get to sample the merchandise? Because I want to know what that tastes like. Is it that much better than any of those drive-through fries? I know some of you are chuckling. Come on. I can see it. I have these special glasses. I know you're laughing. Wow. That's all I can say. So while that's happening, then you've got, on the other end of the spectrum, Popeyes. Yeah, you know Popeyes. You've driven by Popeyes. Maybe, you know, you stopped in Popeyes. So they have stockpiled chicken meat ahead of the nationwide nugget debate. Right. Because, remember, they got popular with this fried chicken sandwich in 2019. So now they're getting ready to launch a new nugget product while there is this industry-wide chicken shortage. So the business is owned by Restaurant Brands International. They've been building their frozen chicken inventory for more than 6 months. See, that's what you do. You stockpile. The company wants to be confident that they have enough supplies when the nuggets roll, and they will roll nationwide July 27th. I bet you they'd let us do a remote from Popeyes. Anyway, stockpiling is kind of a departure from the typically lean inventory strategy, because that's usually what they do. Oh, it's so fresh, and but they figured out a way. Nope, demand is high. We got to figure out a way to do this. What are we going to do? Because chicken prices for producers jumped to an all-time high in May, gaining 2.1% in the 8th straight monthly increase. Wow, crazy. This or that next.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Texas House has voted to approve the arrest of Democratic lawmakers who fled the state Monday to avoid a vote on an elections integrity bill. The remaining lawmakers, the vast majority of them Republicans, voted 76-4 to direct state law enforcement to track down the absent members. 61 members left Texas on Monday and flew to the nation's capital, depriving the chamber of the quorum needed to hold a vote on the bill. Critics of the measure say it makes it harder for Texans of color to vote, while its supporters counter that the bill actually makes it easier to vote while making it harder to cheat. And COVID cases are on the rise in many areas of the country, with health officials blaming the Delta variant and slowing vaccination rates. New data from the CDC is showing that new infections are now averaging more than 23,000 a day for the last 7 days. Cases are up over the last 14 days in every state except Maine and South Dakota. Health officials say that the highly transmissible variant is now the dominant strain in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder, in patients that received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC that the risks of the rare side effect are still outweighed by the benefits of the protections against COVID that the shot brings.
But as is the case when you're dealing with 100 cases over 12.8 million vaccinations, it is still a very rare event. And when people look at that, when the FDA looks at that, you try and balance what is the risk of COVID-19 in a given population compared to the benefit of getting vaccinated compared to the risk of having an adverse event. And when you look at that, the risk associated with the vaccine is a very, very low, very rare event. Yet the risk associated with COVID-19 is substantial.
This is USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Or that, Eric Salazar, the technical maestro for this version of the show, joins us for a little fun and frivolity. And maybe you'll learn a few things, by the way, along the way here on the show. So, Eric, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. This is that time of week where there's a little bit behind you and a little bit in front of you, if you know what I mean, rolling to a Wednesday.
Right, just trucking along.
Trucking along. That's what it is. It's funny. That would be a good T-shirt, just trucking along. It's Wednesday. Just trucking along. So for this or that, this is how it works, so everybody knows. I throw out two ideas, and do you like this one or do you like that one? It could be really almost anything. This time around, let's start here and go deep. Secrets versus open book, this or that. Are you more, hey, I'm going to keep a little of what's happened in my life to myself, or are you just an open book because who cares? Why do I have to have secrets? I got nothing to hide. Which category do you think you are, this or that?
Since I can't choose one, I normally would in this case, but I would say more of an open book.
More of an open book. How about that? I would have said more of an open book, except for reading this survey that came out. So I'm going to say I'm a secrets person because there was a poll. It's called One Poll that was put together for Sky History. And the survey talks about issues that are common secrets among adults that are, some people feel are embarrassing or cringeworthy, and they keep them to themselves. They just don't want to, they want to avoid relationship issues. And so, you know, 1 in 10 admit to keeping a secret to avoid scrutiny. And so what are the top 25 secrets people keep from friends and family, if 1 in 5 are most likely to keep a secret from their mothers, and 16% don't even dare tell their best friends about their secrets in this poll that they took. Number 25 was family history. So whatever happened in the family, great uncle Joe, you know, murdered someone down the street because they took his TV, lost his temper, or whatever. The family history, keeping to themselves, that's at 25. Number one was mental health issues. Number two was embarrassing incidents. Number three was internet history. Number four, eating snacking habits. Number five, hygiene habits. Number six, number of past sex partners. Number seven, bank credit card statements. Number eight, faking an illness in the past to avoid a commitment. Number nine, affairs or infidelities. Number 10, one night stands. Number 11, illnesses. Number 12, smoking habits. Number 13, faking an illness to avoid work. Number 14, money spent on food. Number 15, fears and phobias. Number 16, supporting an unpopular football team. You haven't kept any of those secrets from anyone ever.
I mean, I've kept a couple from, but I mean, it's more of one of the thing that, like, don't ask, if they don't ask, you know, why am I going to tell? But I wouldn't keep any of those secrets normally, you know?
Nice. Open book. I have a word for you. I'm going to get a shirt and I'm going to print this up for you. It's called Nunya. Meaning, none of your business. None of ya. So here's what I think. Bank, credit card statements. I think that people do have a thing about revealing how much they make, and why do they have to tell people, right?
Well, the way I see it is, if you're wondering, why not ask? I'm not offended if you ask, you know.
That's good.
So that's because why I would say I'm more of an open book.
Right, because I think a lot of people, they won't tell that. They won't say that. And I also think that faking an illness to get out of something is big. It's big for some people, but also that tells you something. Why cannot be honest? I think the best thing that ever happened for companies out there is when they started having those personal days. Because then when people just felt bad, or maybe they are dealing with stress or anxiety or having something, some personal issue, they don't have to, they can call in. I have a personal day.
Yeah, and it depends on the job. I mean, like, if you're working in a union, that's a whole totally different story, right?
Yeah. It's a way different story if you're working in a union. All right. This one, as a homeowner, and both of us are homeowners, luckily, rugs versus hardwood floors, this or that. This is a thing.
Rugs.
So you like carpeting.
Yeah, after owning my house for 5 years, I had, like, the whole upstairs is hardwood floor, except for the kitchen, it's, like, linoleum.
Okay, and so you say rugs or carpeting because why? The hardwood floors were yucky because they were too cold, they were not what you thought they were?
I think over time, they kind of hurt your feet, because I like to walk barefoot. So I feel like carpet's just more comfortable and better for your feet.
It's so interesting because I was reading something. This is a big debate. Carpet versus hardwood floors. It is very popular in the flooring industry, of course, and there's lots of opinions about it for anyone who owns a home, or you saved all your pennies and you're getting a home, and people say, oh, this carpet, I want to rip it up. I need a hardwood floor looking that's much more beautiful. Some homeowners prefer a combination of hardwood and carpet flooring, depending on where the room is. But, you know, well-maintained carpet can last about 10 to 15 years, but it needs to be replaced. It becomes worn out, it gets stained, all that stuff. But hardwood flooring can really withstand more wear, tear, and spills. It doesn't need to be replaced if it's quality hardwood flooring. You just can, you have to maintain it, and you don't have to, the hassle of ripping up old carpet and paying for installation fees for new carpet later down the road.
I don't mind that. I think it's fun.
I think it's fun to rip it up. Will you come to my house and rip up the carpet, please?
Sure, that's what I need. I'll charge you a kind of a pretty penny, but, you know.
Oh, thank you. I'll charge you a lot of money to come and do it, but it'll be fun for me. Yeah, it's durability. That's the issue. And people, I mean, rugs can get really trash. Although I try to maintain the rugs, right? And somebody was just in one of my spaces, somebody that was visiting for an overnight, somebody from Philly, a friend from Philly. And she said, oh, my gosh, this carpet. She had bare feet, like you said. She's like, oh, I miss carpet. So like it was a home run. Yeah, just because of what you just said. She's like, oh, this is, don't get rid of this. Don't let anyone talk you into that. All right, so we move on to this one, face painter versus jersey, this or that. So you're going to a game, somebody has tickets, even if you're not that big of a sports fan, and they go all out. In other words, they paint their face, you know, Minnesota Vikings colors, and they put on their Vikings hat and all that stuff. I mean, they go full out to go to this game and tailgate, and you're going with them. Or are you just, I'll wear my T-shirt guy, or will you actually do the face painter thing?
No, I'm just a jersey guy.
Just a jersey guy.
Yep.
Yeah, me too. Just a T-shirt or whatever. I, well, especially because mostly I've been in press boxes, so lucky me. You know, one of the positive things that you would read about in Deal Your Own Destiny, because I tell these stories, but one of the things that's cool is being in those press boxes. But I like to be a fan, and the last time I went to a game, I went to a Cowboy game, and I didn't realize it. I just had my friend Anne Marie had gotten me an Eagles T-shirt. It was comfortable. I threw it on. It was the Eagles and the Cowboys. Boy, did I get a lot of comments about that. Because, of course, I was in Cowboy territory. I mean, not mean. They were actually, I have to say this about my beloved Texans, you know, because now I'm like an adopted Texan. They were actually not nasty. They weren't cursing at me or throwing things at me or whatever. They're just kind of ribbing me about the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles. That's probably why.
Because Eagles,
right?
Yeah, it was a huge rival team.
Oh, although they are a huge rival.
Yeah, you could argue about whether they're still as big as a rival team as they used to be. But anyway, so people definitely ribbed me about it, but I wasn't, you know, just shellacked, and it wasn't obnoxious, terrible, anything like that.
Wouldn't it usually be like the Eagles fans ripping on the
of course you say that, Mr. Minnesota or Mr. New Mexico. I think there's exaggeration about how awful some of the fans are, but some of them are. And that's why they started the mock courts and all that. And, you know, I traveled with the Cowboys. I saw it.
I wouldn't say awful, just kind of
aggressive.
I think it's kind of cool, but.
Yeah, they're rabid. That's why I said they're face painters. Face painters versus a jersey or T-shirt. You're not a face painter. Face painter means you are all in. Your life is about this team. And you are all in. You got the banners, the books, the everything. This is it. I mean, you know, you are all in. There's a big difference. Okay, how about this one? This or that. Super cold versus super hot. If you're going to be in a place, which can you stand better? Super cold or super hot?
Super hot, definitely. At least, especially by this point in time after spending 11 years in Minnesota.
Definitely super hot.
Yep.
I would say I'm super hot, too. That sounds good, right? I would say I'm super hot, too, Eric. Because I have been in the cold. I grew up in the semi-cold. But I think you can get cooler easier than when you're freezing cold trying to get warm. And I know there's people out there just shaking their heads listening to this and saying, But I prefer super hot as well.
Yeah, I mean, we can leave it for next time.
Next time we can debate it some more. All right, that was fun. Coming up next, Dr. Melva Martin. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, very excited about this. Dr. Melva Martin is with us, and imagine her career. She was a nurse, a midwife, and she's written a book called Wellness, A Way of Life. Boy, is this something we could all use right now, that's for sure. Dr. Martin, thank you so much for joining us from New Zealand.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
The road to writing Wellness, A Way of Life, what made you decide to go ahead and put pen to paper on this one?
Well, I've come from a nursing background, and I founded the Naturopathic College of New Zealand. So over many years, I have become aware of the incredible use of pharmaceutical drugs. And I believe we're living in an age where drugs are a real problem, not just the street drugs, but the prescribed drugs, the drug companies and the drug pushers. And I have never taken an antibiotic. I may have when I was in my 30s, but I'm now 80, and for the past 40 years, I've never taken any drugs of any kind, not even Panadol for a headache. And I don't think there's any need to, maybe with serious conditions, but a lot of people could stay well just by looking at nature, following natural laws, looking at what they can do to help themselves. Look around in nature, find out some natural therapies, like all the herbal remedies. A lot of these pharmaceutical drugs are synthesized from the knowledge of herbal remedies, and we can grow so many herbs in our backyard that we can use as medicine.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one of the fascinating things about your book. Tell us some of the things. Give us a little sneak, doctor, if you would, on some of the things that we can grow in our own backyards.
Well, my favorites are thyme and sage. They've stood the test of time. They're natural antibiotics. Garlic is a good natural antibiotic. In times of winter, the lemon tree, lemon, honey, rosemary, lavender. If you can't sleep, some lavender under the pillow. There's just so many things that we can grow. Calendula. Just natural things that are so easy to grow, and we can have them in our backyard or if you live in a city in a little box inside even. We can use a lot of these natural remedies.
Have you seen this over the years, and this is what I gather from your book, you've seen this work for so many people, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And people who've had a tradition of using natural remedies, even just the thyme and sage that's put in the stuffing to stuff chickens. This is a very old remedy that goes back many, many years. And my grandmother was a great believer in growing herbal medicines. And she used to go around and dig up the dandelion roots and roast them for their coffee. It was just cheap and easy and doesn't cost a lot.
Yeah, and there's a key thing, too, saying it doesn't cost a lot. It's just for some people being willing to open their mind to write the natural remedies.
Oh, absolutely, and be secure in the belief that they will work. And these remedies have stood the test of time. And homeopathic remedies are in my book, just talking about homeopathic remedies and how they're so natural, and they've stood the test of time. Aromatherapy oils, they're becoming more used nowadays than they were ever before, but they're all so natural and so effective.
Yeah, I guess, and that's
and
the... Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I was just going to say, they don't often have side effects either unless you use them to excess, whereas the drugs that you get from the pharmaceutical or prescribed by the medical doctors, they often have nasty side effects. And I have seen some terrible side effects. In fact, my mother died from a side effect of a new drug that they tested on her. So, you know, I've seen firsthand some of the disasters from the side effects of drugs.
And is that what you hope? And again, you can get this book on Amazon, Wellness, Way of Life. We're speaking with Dr. Melva Martin in New Zealand. Is this what you hope people take away from reading your book?
Oh, yes, I'm hoping they'll try some of these remedies, even the hands-on therapies, reflexology and massage. They're all helpful to keep well and teaching children. Children love massage. They love getting hold of feet and working on feet and doing things and trying some of the growing things, growing foods that you can use rather than rush off to the supermarket. Plant a few fruit trees. Easy way to keep healthy, keep well.
Yeah. And you've seen that because you were, as I said, a nurse, a midwife. And so you've certainly seen traditional medicines. And as you mentioned, what happened with your mom. And you also have seen the wonderful effects of homeopathic solutions to sometimes some very serious illnesses, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I haven't touched on the spiritual aspect of healing, too. This is very effective. If you belong to a spiritual group or in the older days, the churches used to do healing. The Bible talks about healing. Jesus was a healer. If you're a follower of Jesus, he said, you too can do these things that I do. And he went around healing people. And we're so much a spiritual person ourselves. And then my model for wellness, that comes into the fore too, where we can connect with the greater powers that be and utilize this energy. And we're all about vibrations and energy. Just going outside and standing and hugging a tree, you get the energy from the tree. The tree's roots go into the earth. It's all natural. It's all natural things that we can use.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a perfect place to end this and pick up the book and look up some of these remedies. And there's a great turn that will happen to you in changing your life instead of relying, I agree with Dr. Martin, on the pharmaceuticals. Wellness, a way of life. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Thank you very much.
I love the idea of planting the trees, you know, where she talks about plant some trees, get some vegetables that way, have a vegetable garden. I have a friend who completely overhauled her life by doing that, right? She found a way to do it, even living in an apartment. And she's made some incredible dishes because she's brought them over to me and the hubs. And so she did it. She, you know, didn't make the excuses and came up with ways to eat healthier. And so much of it was exactly what was suggested by Dr. Martin, that you got to find these ways and look for these natural healing techniques too. And part of that is what you eating. What are you doing? What are you eating? And then what's happening when something breaks down? And how do you address that? And in her book, that's exactly what she, you know, that's exactly what she talks about. The fact that we live in this chemicalized world, and it seems that good health is so much harder to achieve for a lot of people, because no doctor is going to give you unlimited time when you go to see him. You know, I love my doctor, but it's like a freeway. You go in and it's like, boom, okay, here's your three minutes, and then boom, out the door, and that's it. I mean, you know, you can't expect them to have all the answers, and you have to be responsible. I do believe this, and she talks about this in her book. It's true, right? It's, you can't deny it. You got to be responsible for your own health and tracking what you're doing. I mean, there's certainly, and she says this as well, and I believe this too, there is a place for Western medicine. But what about the things that you can do with your garden? What about the things that you can do to make yourself healthier and pay attention to that? Then will you find yourself in those situations where you're asking questions about, well, why do I feel this way? And, oh, what's going on with my stomach? A lot of people having stomach issues now. I mean, this is what I constantly hear over and over and over and over again. And she says she tried to improve her own health. And she was the founder and CEO of one of the largest professional schools of massage in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, she talks about that, or a friend talked about this, that this book is a well-rounded book about caring for your body, right? And what's the holistic health techniques that you can use to do that? And it's a manual for that. Absolutely. It's just full, chock full, as Mariah Williams, who's this CEO of this massage schools in Dallas, said it. Her book is a way of life. Wellness is a way of life. And I wish you the best of health. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.